Do you know what my first classification was as a draftee?
What?
Ammunition handler. You beat me.
I had when I was a kid, I used to make radios, little battery sets, and I used to repair radios. I had a kind of a skill I acquired somehow, mostly out of interest in reading a lot of stuff and tinkering around with things. And so I wanted to be in radio in the Signal Corps. So I enlisted in the Signal Corps, enlisted reserve. And I went to school myself there in Philadelphia and got a course in radio telegraphy. And I got to be a pretty fair radio man even before I went into service.
Didn't I remember somewhere that you served in the 477th Bombardment Group?
Yes. Yes, that was.
How did that come about? You started in the Signal Corps.
I was in reserve from October 1, 42 to I think it was May 18th or 23rd. I forgot which date. 43. As a member of the reserve, I was allowed to work, and this was a year after I was at Fisk, 42-43. And when I went in to active duty at Fort Meade, Maryland. Immediately transferred from the Signal Corps Reserve. I was close on active duty, mm-hmm. and I was transferred to the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And so I was sent to Kearns, Utah for basic training, and then back to Scottsville, Illinois for radio training, Air Force style.
I see.
And I became a radio AAF, radio operator, MOS, Military Occupational Specialty Classification 756, and that's what I was in the 477th for a good long time until I got tired of that. I was doing a kind of double duty. The public relations officer of the base at Godman Field, Kentucky, just next to Fort Knox, where the 477th was training.
Godman, G-O-D-W-A-N.
G-O-D-M-A-N, Godman. Okay. Godman Field, Kentucky. So that's where I became editor of the camp newspaper, the Godman Field Beacon. And so I just asked to be transferred from radio from the squadron to the base headquarters. I then became a public relations specialist. As a sergeant, and I also ran the newspaper as part of that assignment.
Wasn't the 477th the outfit that Coleman Young served in?
And yeah.
There were Clifton Wharton and I
don't think Cliff was in it, but William T. Coleman Jr., who was Secretary of Transportation in the Ford years, and a lot of rather prominent gentlemen of color were in the 477. Fellows around Detroit in Detroit here, Kermit Bailey, the lawyer here, and a lot of other people, Elmore Kennedy, who was assistant director of the City Engineering Department, was a flyer in the 477th. It was a successor to the 332nd Fighter Group, which was the original Tuskegee Airmen group that went overseas in combat. And the 477th was a B-25 medium bomber group, really a really small bomber, but they called it medium at that time because medium at that time was not what medium is now. The biggest thing we had then would be B-17s and B-24s, and they would be tiny compared to the kinds of bombers they have today.
Then when did you never did get overseas in your Army?
No. No, the 477 never got overseas.
When did you, then what happened? What was the next step in your profession?
One thing that happened in the Army had a lot to do with what happened to me later. When I graduated from radio school, Scottsville, Illinois, in the middle of the year in 43, because I'd had prior training and because I was fairly diligent, I came out of radio school number one in my class and about 400 soldiers from all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, including Free French, who were there. So I was number one in my class, made a 100 perfect score on the final examination. Never did that before, and never since.
Yeah. Scott Field, right?
Yeah, Scott Field. Well, that was to become significant later on. I still wanted to be a journalist, and so I got out of the service in 1946 and applied to the William Allen White School of Journalism at University of Kansas, or Kansas University, I think they call it, Lawrence. And what I thought was a school of journalism at the University of Michigan, but it turned out to be a department of journalism rather than a school. And also the College of Journalism at Syracuse. And I really abandoned Michigan because I thought, well, if they just have a department as part of the liberal arts department, I mean, they don't really think much of journalism in Michigan, so I want to go someplace else. I probably would have gone to Kansas because I had great admiration for William Allen White, the Sage of Emporia.